The rising tide of red ink in the state budgets is beginning to leave a stain on the national economy. The New York Times reports today that budget statistics are showing that the problems in California and other states are slowing recovery and undermining consumer confidence. Nick Johnson is director of the State Fiscal Project at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington. Mr. Johnson joins us now. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Just how big a bite is the state financial crisis taking out of the national economy?
Well, state tax increases amount to a little over $20 billion since late 2001. State spending cuts are probably well above that, although it's a little hard to know because we've got 50 state budget systems and 50 different sets of numbers to put together. But altogether, it's safe to assume that the negative effect of the spending cuts and the tax increases amount to well over $50 billion, which is about 0.5% of GDP.
Well, what's interesting is when the economy first started to sputter, it was the states that largely kept the economy afloat.
They did. States had substantial amounts of rainy day funds that they had built up during the boom years of the 1990s. And that, combined with a variety of other budget maneuvers, allowed states to largely postpone the pain. Now states have pretty much cut down to the bone, and now they're cutting into the bone.
To what extent does the federal government try to get involved in what's happening at the statehouse level and to encourage them to take on policies that would have a much more catalytic effect on the economy?
Well, the best thing the federal government can do for the states is to help them with their finances. The federal government has given state governments about $20 billion to be spent over the next year and a half, which states were able to put to work either avoiding spending cuts or avoiding tax increases. There's more that the federal government can do. For instance, in the area of health care, they can help states with a greater share of their health care spending, which is producing a very significant budget problem in states.
And what is the way forward for the states? What's the way out of this? Because the outlook for the fiscal year, which just began in July, looks equally grim.
Well, states are very hopeful that things are going to start to turn around. They hope that they've hit bottom, and there's some evidence to suggest it. The big problem that states face in the long run has to do with some of the underlying inadequacies of their revenue systems. State tax systems were typically designed for a 1930s, 1940s, 1950s manufacturing type economy. And I think in the 21st century, those tax systems are increasingly being viewed as obsolete.
Are you talking specifically about sales taxes now?
Sales taxes is a big part of it. States levy sales taxes mostly on goods, not services, but we have an increasingly service-dominated economy, and state sales tax revenue don't grow at pace with the economy. I'm also talking about corporate income taxes, which states are increasingly finding difficult to levy on multi-state corporations who are really good at moving their money around, and state income taxes, which are typically flat rate or nearly flat rate income taxes that don't capture the growing disparity between high and low incomes.
What kind of psychological effect does this have on individuals, on consumers, in terms of the confidence that they have in the economy when they see the states raising taxes, when they see their local programs cut?
I think the state fiscal crisis is starting to get real for people. It's one thing when the newspaper headlines blare about the multi-million or hundreds of million or billion-dollar deficits that their state or local governments are facing. When those cuts actually start getting translated into, for instance, cuts in education and health care, they get real. And I think people are going to start to connect the dots in terms of the state fiscal crisis that they've been hearing about now for a couple of years and their daily lives.
Nick Johnson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Nick Johnson is director of the State Fiscal Project at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington.